We're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the sixth canto, first chapter entitled The History of the Life of Ajami.
Danas čitamo Srimad Bhagavatam iz šestog pjevanja prvog poglavlja koje nosi naslov Istorija Ajamijinog života, stih broj 15.
Translates even what I didn't say at text number 15. So, Kichit Kevalaya Bhaktya,
Kichit Kevalaya Bhaktya,
Vasudeva Parayana,
Vasudeva Parayana,
Agam Dumanti Katsyena,
Agam Dumanti Katsyena,
Niharam Iva Bhaskara,
Niharam Iva Bhaskara,
Kichit Kevalaya Bhakja,
Kichit,
Some people,
Neki Yudhi,
Kevalaya Bhakja,
Kevalaya
Bhakja, by executing unalloyed devotional service,
Čistim
predanim
služenjem.
Vasudeva. To Lord Krishna, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Lord Krishna, the
all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gospodina Krishna, sveprožimajuće svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Gospodina Krishna, sveprožimajuće svevišnje božanske
ličnosti.
Parayana.
Parayana.
Completely attached.
Potpuno privrženo.
Only to such service.
Samo takvom služenju.
Without dependence on austerity.
Ne zaviseći od strogosti.
Penance.
Pokora.
Cultivation of knowledge.
Njegovanja znanja.
Or pious activities.
Ili plodonosnih aktivnosti.
Agam. All kinds of sinful reactions.
Sve vrste grešnih posljedica.
Dunvanti.
Destroy.
Uništiti.
Katsnjena.
Katsnjena.
Completely. With no possibility that sinful desires will revive.
Bez mogućnosti da grešne želje ožive.
Niharam. For.
Madhu.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Kao.
Bhaskara, the sun. Translation. Only a rare person who has adopted complete, unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fallen by its rays.
Prijevod. Samo rijetka osoba koja se potpuno posvetila čistom predanom služenju Krišne može iskorijeniti korov griješnih djela bez mogućnosti da on ponovo poživi. To može učiniti jednostavno predanim služenjem, kao što sunce svojim zracima može odmah rastršiti tamo.
Purport. In the previous verse, Sukadeva Goswami gave the example that the dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree may be completely burned to ashes by a fire, although the creepers may sprout again because the root is still in the ground.
Smisao. Srila Sukadeva Goswami je u prethodnom stihu naveo primjer suvog lišća kuzavice ispod bambusovog drveta, koju vatra može spaliti u pepeo, ali koja može ponovno izrasti jer je korijen ostao u zemlji.
Similarly, because the root of sinful desire is not destroyed in the heart of a person who is cultivating knowledge, but who has no taste for devotional service, there is a possibility that his sinful desires will reappear.
Slično tome, pošto korijen griješne želje nije uništen u srcu osobe koja njeguje znanje, ali nema ukus za predano služenje, postoji mogućnost da se griješne želje ponovno pojave.
As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.14.4, Shreya Sittim Bhakti Udasya Devibo Krishyanti Ekevala Bodhalapye. Speculators who undergo great labor to gain a meticulous understanding of the material world by distinguishing between sinful and pious activities, but who are not situated in devotional service, are prone to material activities. They may fall down and become implicated in fruitive activities. If one becomes attached to devotional service, however, his desires for material enjoyment are automatically vanquished without separate endeavor. Bhakti Parasana Bhava Virakti Anyata Chai. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42. If one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, material activities, both sinful and pious, automatically become distasteful to him. That is the test of Krishna consciousness.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu je rečeno u 10. pjevanju 14. poglavlju stih broj 4, spekulatori koji ulažu veliki napor da bi pravilno shvatili materijalni svijet uočavanjem razlike između grešnih i pobožnih dijela, ali koji nisu utemeljeni u predanom služenju, skloni su materijalnim djelatnostima. Tako mogu pasti i zaplesti se u plodonosne djelatnosti. Međutim, ako postanu privrženi predanom služenju, želje za materijalnim uživanjem automatski isčezavaju, bez posebnog truda. Bhakti parashanu bhavo vidaktir anyatra cha. Za onoga koji je napredan u svjesnosti Krišne, i grešne i pobožne materijalne djelatnosti samim tim postaju bezokusne. To je test svjesnosti Krišne.
Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyanandana Salateya Chakshur Nitam Gyanaya Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Padma Purana stating Aparaptatanam Papam Kutam Vijam Talam Mukam Kramaneva Vriyata Vishnu Bhaktiyata Manan. Meaning to say that there are many remnants of previous sinful activities stored within the heart.
U Padma Purani je rečeno da postoje mnogi ostaci griješnih djelatnosti na taloženju srcu.
And these remnants of sinful activities, they alter the consciousness of the living being.
I ti ostaci griješnih djelatnosti prekrivaju svjesnost živog bića.
Simply because all these remnants of all these reactions are stored within the heart, we develop a sinful inclination.
Jednostavno, zbog svih tih ostataka griješnih aktivnosti koje su nataložene u srcu, mi razvijamo griješne inklinacije.
And then due to this sinful inclination, we get sinful desires.
I zbog tih griješnih inklinacija ili težnji, mi stvaramo griješne želje.
Bhagavad Gita says jayate visyakam sam sangatisu jayate. By meditating on the sense objects, we become attached to them.
Bhagavatam je rečeno, meditirajući na griješne aktivnosti, mi postajemo vezani za njih.
So because of the sinful inclination, we become attached to sinful desires.
Dakle, zbog tih griješnih težnji, mi postajemo vezani za griješne želje.
Then sinful activity.
Onda dolaze griješne aktivnosti.
And then more sinful reactions.
I onda još dodatnih griješnih posljedica.
And again, the stock of this sinful reaction in the heart is increasing.
Tako se talog tih griješnih reakcija u srcu povećava.
And our sinful inclination becomes stronger.
I naša težnja ka grijesima postaje još jača.
So this is an ongoing circle.
To je jedan zatvoreni krug, konstantan krug.
Or in English called a vicious circle.
U engleskom jeziku se zove zli krug.
Or German, German is even better. In German it's a Teufelskreis.
Na njemačkom je još ljepše to rečeno na ovaj način.
Speak German also.
No. Začarani krug.
So yeah. The devil's circle.
Dakle, đavolji krug.
So in this way we become obsessed.
Dakle, na taj način mi postajemo opsednuti.
We are acting in ways that we don't really want to act.
Djelujemo na načine na koje mi u stvari ne želimo da djelujemo.
But it is stronger than us, somehow or other we do it anyway.
Ali to je jače od nas, na neki način mi to činimo skupak.
Or we don't do it. We know what we're supposed to do and we just don't do it.
Ili mi jednostavno ne radimo ono što znamo da bi trebali da radimo, jednostavno to ne radimo.
So this is practically the condition of all of us.
To je praktično uvjetovano stanje svih nas.
And even after a long time practicing devotional service, it seems that still the deep rooted sinful inclination is strong.
I čak i nakon prakticiranja svjesnosti Krišne nakon mnogo godina čini se da su te duboko ukorijenjene griješne inklinacije i dalje jako jake prisutne u srcu.
Here it is mentioned that there are some who through knowledge are trying to avoid sinful activities.
Ovdje je pomenuto da postoje neki koji putem znanja pokušaju da izbjegnu ove griješne.
But this is very difficult.
A to je jako teško.
Because the desire is still remaining within the heart.
Jer želja i dalje ostaje u srcu.
So as devotees of Krishna or aspiring devotees of Krishna, we are looking for purification.
Stoga kao bhakte Krishna ili aspirirajući bhakte Krishna, mi tragamo za pročišćenjem.
And we look for purification from this trap.
I tragamo za pročišćenjem iz te zamke.
That somehow or other seems to just keep us locked in these materialistic activities.
Koja nas na neki način čini se drži zaključane u tim materialističkim aktivnostima.
And we need knowledge.
I nama treba znanje.
Because we, out of ignorance, we did so many things were normal that now are not so normal anymore.
Jer smo iz neznanja toliko mnogo radili tih stvari koje su normalne, ali više danas nisu normalne.
The things we thought was normal food or normal drink or so many other normal things.
Stvari za koje smo nekad smatrali da je normalna hrana, normalno piće, ili tako mnogo drugih stvari.
So knowledge is important.
Dakle, znanje je važno.
So that we know what to do, what not to do.
Kako bismo znali šta da radimo, a šta da ne radimo.
We need a foundation of transcendental knowledge.
Treba nam baza transcendentalnog znanja.
So we must make that transcendental knowledge strong.
I to transcendentalno znanje moramo učiniti jakim.
But on knowledge alone, it's hard. It's hard to function.
Ali funkcionirati samo na bazi znanja je teško.
So we must become absorbed in serving Krishna.
Tako da moramo postati uronjeni u službu za Krishnu.
Kinchit kevalaya bhakti vasudev parayana. To just absorb in serving Krishna.
Jednostavno postati uronjeni u službu za Krishna.
The word parayana means to be absorbed.
Riječ parayana znači potpuno privržen.
Somehow or other, that is our aim, to become absorbed in devotional service.
Na neki način to je naš cilj, da postanemo potpuno privrženi u predanom služenju.
So this absorption may manifest in different levels.
Ta se privrženost može manifestirati na različitim nivoima.
It is absorption in meeting Krishna.
Postoji privrženost u susretu sa Krishnom.
So in the nectar of devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami addresses the point of meeting Krishna.
U ambrozi predanosti Srila Rupa Goswami se osvrće na sastanak ili susret sa Krishnom.
And he says it exists in three ways.
I on kaže da taj susret postoji na tri načina.
And absorption begins when we get absorbed in meeting Krishna. It begins in steadiness, it says.
Privrženost u susretu sa Krishnom počinje sa postojanošću.
So this is anything before steadiness is problematic.
Stoga sve prije postojanosti donosi probleme, je problematično.
When we are not becoming steady in our devotional service, when we are not becoming steady in regulative principles, then we will still be affected by karma.
Dok ne postanemo postojani u našem predanom služenju i dok ne postanemo postojani u sljeđenju regulativnih principa, i dalje ćemo biti pod utjecajem karme.
And we will create new karma.
I stvarati ćemo novu karmu.
We can't avoid it.
Ne možemo to izbjeći.
Again and again we are giving up and then starting again and then like this.
Ponovno i ponovno odustajemo i onda ponovo počinjemo i tako dalje.
So one must become determined.
Stoga osoba treba postati odlučna.
One must realize time is going so fast.
Osoba mora shvatiti, vrijeme tako brzo prolazi.
This is one of those events which takes place once a year.
Ovo je jedan od onih događaja koji se dešava jednom godišnje.
So it's nice because we haven't seen each other for a year.
Nije zato što se nismo vidjeli godinu dana.
At first sight everyone looks the same.
Na prvi pogled svi se čine da izgledaju isto.
But when you look closer you begin to see some differences.
Ali kad pogledate pobliže, počinjete da uočavate neke različitosti.
The kids have grown up.
Djeca su porasla.
The old people look still a little older.
Stariji ljudi izgledaju još malo starije. Yeah.
Things begin to grow in different directions. The hair is getting gray and hairs grow everywhere.
Stvari počinju da izgledaju malo šire. Brade mogu da, kosa može da raste, dlake sluku da.
The brain capacity going down.
Kapacitet mozga se smanjuje.
Another year, what did we achieve in this year?
I još jedna godina je prošla. Šta smo postigli u ovoj godini?
If we would take the spiritual progress that we make, that we want to make in this life.
Ako uzmemo duhovni progres koji želimo da napravimo u ovom životu.
And divide it over the time we have left.
I podijelimo ga na vrijeme koje nam je preostalo.
Are we really progressing sufficiently?
Postavimo si pitanje, da li zaista dovoljno napredujemo?
Or are we going too slow?
Ili možda presporo idemo?
Say, well, it's very difficult to surrender.
Znaš, jako je teško da se predam.
But time waits for no man.
Ali vrijeme nikoga ne čeka.
There's not much time to make spiritual advancement.
Stoga nije još puno vremena preostalo da se duhovno napredujemo.
So there is an urgency.
Tako da postoji hitnost.
There is a chance.
Postoji šansa.
And there is urgency to take advantage of that chance.
I postoji hitnost da se iskoristi ta šansa.
This is what I tell myself.
To ja sebi govorim.
That I should be careful not to waste my time.
Da bih trebao biti pažljiv i da ne trošim svoje vrijeme.
So let every moment be used in devotional service.
Stoga hajdemo iskoristiti svaki trenutak u predanom služenju.
Some chanting, some remembering.
Nekog mantranja, nekog sjećanja.
Glorifying Krishna,
slavljenje Krishne.
Doing something for Krishna.
Učiniti nešto za Krishnu.
Respecting his devotees.
Poštovati njegove bhakte.
Somehow or other, stop thinking negatively about anyone.
Na neki način, prestati negativno razmišljati o bilo kome.
These things I tell myself.
Ove stvari ja sebi govorim.
1000 times a day.
1000 puta dnevno.
When my mind again sees someone walking past and thinking, who's this?
Ali moj um opet kada šetam, vidjevši nekoga, kažem,
And just immediately I put my foot on the brake and think, you stupid fool. allow this mind to just wander alone.
Kada mi se to desi, odmah, istog časa, stavim nogu na pedalu kočnice i kažem ti, glupa budalo, ponovo si dozvolio svom umu da te tako odveze.
Because when thinking in a negative way about the Vaishnavas, then sooner or later we will make offenses.
Jer kada razmišljamo na negativan način o Vaishnavama, prije ili kasnije ćemo napraviti uvrede.
Sooner or later we become disrespectful in our dealings, careless.
Prije ili kasnije ćemo postati u odnosu sa našim ophođenju bez poštovanja, bezbrižni ćemo postati.
And that is the biggest problem.
To je najveći problem.
Because that can spoil our advancement in devotions.
Jer to može uništiti naš razvoj duhovnog.
So okay, this is knowledge and we are armed with this knowledge.
Okay, to je znanje i mi smo naoružani tim znanjem.
We are armed with this knowledge.
Naoružani smo tim znanjem.
And we're looking at the illusory energy, and knowledge protects us like a shield.
I posmatramo iluzornu energiju i znanje nas štiti poput štita.
But it is said, Balavan Indriyan Gramo Vidvamsamabhikarasati. The senses are so strong that even one who is situated in knowledge is struggling.
Ali je rečeno da su čula toliko jaka da čak i osoba koja je situirana u znanju, koja je utemeljena u znanju, može da bude žrtva.
Yes. So steadiness is needed.
Čak i onaj koji je situiran u znanju, bori se. Dakle, postojanost je potrebna.
But the word steadiness relates to duty.
Ali ta postojanost se odnosi na dužnost.
Steadiness and duty are two words that are in the same category.
Postojanost i dužnost su alati koji se nalaze u istoj kategoriji.
It basically means we must every day dutifully do our service.
To u suštini znači da moramo svakog dana sa dužnošću obavljati svoju službu.
Whether we like or not, we must do.
Iz dužnosti. Da li nam se to sviđa ili ne, nebitno je, mi to moramo činiti.
So it takes a lot of self-discipline.
Tako da to zahtjeva mnogo samodiscipline.
Steadiness.
Postojanosti.
Difficult.
Teško.
Many people are struggling.
Mnogi ljudi se bore.
And people spend years trying to get to this point of steadiness.
I pokušavaju godinama da dođu do te postojanosti.
Is there even a point in discussing higher levels?
Čak postoji poanta u diskutiranju viših nivoa. Ima li uopšte poante diskutirati o višim nivoima? Ali svrhe diskutirati o višim nivoima?
Yes. If we cannot even be fixed, then is there a point in trying to even go beyond?
Ako ne možemo biti ufiksirani, da li uopšte ima smisla tražiti, težiti nečemu iznad toga?
We're trying to push ourselves to become more fixed, and it just doesn't work.
Trudimo se da postanemo ufiksirani, jednostavno to ne ide.
Should we stop there?
Da li bismo trebali stati tamo?
Mm.
No. Ne.
Rupa Goswami describes higher levels.
Rupa Goswami opisuje više nivoe.
He said, a higher level of meeting Krishna, or making the relationship with Krishna, is satisfaction.
On kaže da je viši nivo susreta sa Krishnom ili odnosa sa Krishnom zadovoljstvo.
So satisfaction is there for everyone.
Stoga zadovoljstvo je tu prisutno za sve.
Because as Srila Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind.
Baš kao što Srila Prabhupada kaže, ova svjesnost nije neki vještački namet na um.
Krishna is actually he is attractive, all attractive.
Krishna u stvari jeste privlačan, sve privlačan.
So this is an important principle.
Stoga to je važan princip.
That anyone who discovers the qualities of Krishna,
da bilo ko razotkrije odlike Krishne,
anyone who renders service to Krishna,
bilo ko vrši službu ka Krishna,
will become automatically attracted to Krishna.
Će postati automatski privučen Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada writes that a devotee is always desiring to serve Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada piše, bhakta uvijek želi da služi Krishna.
And he's always desiring to see Krishna face to face.
I uvijek želi da vidi Krishna lice u lice.
So that means he's also becoming absorbed in discovering the qualities of Krishna.
To znači da on također postaje privržen u razotkrivanju odlika Krishna.
How Krishna is very wonderful.
Kako je Krishna prelijep.
For example, in the Nectar of Devotion, it is described that Krishna, when he lived in Dwarka, had guards on the door.
Na primjer, u Ambrozi predanosti je opisano kako je Krishna kada je živio u Dvaraki imao stražare na vratima.
And so many personalities would come to see Krishna, even the demigods would come.
I toliko mnogo osoba je dolazilo da vidi Krishnu, čak su i polubogovi dolazili.
And the guards would say, "No, Lord Shiva, no, Lord Brahma, you cannot see Krishna now, you have to wait."
I stražari bi rekli, ne, gospodine Shiva, ne, gospodine Brahma.
"No, Indra, go back, there is no time now, Krishna is busy."
Ne možete vidjeti Krishnu sada. Sačekajte, morate sačekati. Ne, Indra, vrati se, Krishna je zauzet.
He cannot see.
On te ne može vidjeti.
So and then it is described, it said, Krishna is Sarvarajya. He is worshipped by all.
Tako je opisano da Krishna bila obožavan od strane svih.
Sarvarajya, even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva are worshipping him.
Čak i gospodin Brahma i gospodin Shiva obožavaju.
So we must also worship him.
Tako da i mi moramo također obožavati.
But due to the sinful inclination that is in the heart, due to all those previous sinful activities, we think, worship.
Ali zbog griješnih težnji koji se nalaze u srcu, zbog prethodnih griješnih djelatnosti, mi kada čujemo obožavanje, kažemo, obožavati?
Why I have to worship?
Zašto ga ja moram obožavati?
So our whole life has to gradually become a life of worship.
Tako naš cijeli život postepeno treba da postane život obožavanja.
The foundation of our spiritual life is steadiness.
Dakle, debata u našem duhovnom životu je osnova za naš duhovni život je postojanost.
And then as we are beginning to hear about Krishna and his amazing qualities,
i potom kako počnemo da slušamo o Krishni i njegovim nevjerovatnim odlikama,
how Krishna comes out in the morning and when he wakes up, the very first thing he does before doing anything is he milks the cows.
Kako Krishna izlazi ujutro i kako se budi i kako prvu stvar koju čini prije bilo čega drugog, on muze krave.
Because the cows, their milk bags are full with milk.
Jer su kravlja vina imena prepuna mlijeka.
But they don't let anyone touch them.
Ali one ne bi dozvolile bilo kome drugom da ih dodirne.
They only when Krishna starts milking can others also milk the cow.
Jedino kad Krishna počne da ih muze i drugi mogu da se priključe.
Then only then after Krishna takes his bath in the morning.
I tek posle toga Krishna se tušira ujutro.
So in this way we see how much Krishna is thinking of the cows.
Na taj način možemo vidjeti koliko mnogo Krishna razmišlja o kravama.
It is said Krishna carries a flute and Balaram carries a plow.
Rečeno je da Krishna nosi flautu, a da Balaram nosi pluk.
Because Krishna is protecting the cows and he uses his flute for that.
Jer Krishna štiti krave i koristi svoju flautu za to.
He calls the cows with his flute.
On poziva krave svojom flautom.
And it is described that when the cows are hearing that sound of Krishna's flute, the ears stand like cups on their head.
I opisano je da kada krave čuju taj zvuk koji Krishna proizvodi svojom flautom, njihove uši se popnu na glavi poput kape neke.
And then the cows, they are drawn to the sound of Krishna's flute.
I krave su privučene
drawn
zvukom Krishna flaute.
That they have to come closer to this sound.
Da moraju doći bliže tom zvuku.
It pulls them in.
To ih jednostavno taj zvuk ih uvlači u sebe.
And they just feel drawn towards Krishna.
I one se osjećaju privučene da priđu Krishna.
Then they come closer to Krishna.
I onda prilaze bliže Krishna.
And still closer to Krishna.
I još bliže Krishna.
But as they come closer to Krishna, the sound penetrates into their ears in a more intense way.
Ali kako prilaze Krishni, zvuk ulazi i prodire kroz njihove uši na jako intenzivan način.
And it just gets too much.
I to jednostavno postaje previše.
I mean, it just gets too overwhelming.
Previše ih to preplavljuje.
At one point they can't take it anymore.
I u jednom trenutku oni to više ne mogu podnijeti.
But Krishna keeps on playing.
Ali Krishna nastavlja svirati.
Then finally, the cows, they stand up on their hind legs and cover their ears with the front leg.
I u konačnici krave se podignu na njihove stražnje noge i pokriju svoje uši sa prednjim nogama.
And Krishna plays a little louder, please.
Potom Krishna pjeva malo glasnije, molim vas.
So it doesn't help at all.
Tako da im to što pokrije uši ne pomaže nimalo.
Then those cows, they take a blade of grass and put it in their mouth.
I onda te krave uzmu travku sa trave i stave je u svoja usta.
As a sign of humility.
Kao znak poniznosti.
And they beg Krishna to please stop.
I mole Krishnu da moli ga da zaustavi.
Krishna doesn't stop.
Krishna ne zaustavlja.
Then the cows, the emotions get so strong that they just freeze on the spot and become like statues.
I onda krave, pod emocijama koje su tako jake, jednostavno se zamrznu na tom mjestu, slede se i postanu poput statua.
In this way it is described that all living beings are attracted by the flute of Krishna.
Na taj način je opisano da su sva živa bića privučena zvukom flaute od Krishna.
But no one is attracted to that flute as much as Srimati Radharani is attracted to that flute.
Ali niko nije privučen tom flautom koliko je Srimati Radharani privučena tom flautom.
So we can see that the cows are naturally drawn to Krishna.
Stoga možemo vidjeti da su krave prirodno privučene Krishna.
So this is the upper aspect of devotional service.
Znači, to je jedan aspekt predanog služenja.
Where we are drawn to Krishna.
Kada bivamo privučeni Krishna.
It comes natural.
To postaje prirodno.
When we hear about Krishna.
Kada slušamo Krishna.
Find out about Krishna's qualities.
Saznamo o njegovim odlikama.
Then automatically we become drawn to its Krishna.
Onda automatski bivamo privučeni tom Krishna.
And we get some satisfaction.
I dobijemo određenu zadovoljstvo.
And suddenly we don't have to push ourselves so much anymore.
I odjednom se više ne moramo toliko tjerati.
Suddenly steadiness seems to be easy.
Odjednom postojanost izgleda da je jednostavna, da je laka.
Suddenly we want to rise early in the morning instead of hating it.
Odjednom mi želimo da ustanemo rano ujutru umjesto da to mrzimo.
Suddenly we start to hate it if we don't get up early in the morning.
Odjednom počnemo da mrzimo ako ne ustanemo ujutro.
Suddenly we feel, yes, I want to be there in the kirtan, I really want to.
Odjednom počnemo da čujemo, da, ja želim da budem na tom kirtan, i zaista mi želim.
The more we hear about Krishna and his amazing qualities.
Što više čujemo o Krišni i njegovim nevjerovatnim odlikama.
I always like to point that Krishna speaks so many languages.
Uvijek volim da istaknem jednu poantu da Krishna govori toliko mnogo različitih jezika.
It says Krishna speaks Sanskrit very nicely.
Rečeno je da Krishna govori sanskrit vrlo lijepo.
But he can also speak Brajama.
Ali također može govoriti ovaj jezik.
He can speak with the animals.
Može razgovarati sa životinjama.
The birds, it doesn't matter, Krishna speaks everyone.
Sa pticama, sa svakim živim bićima, nije bitno. Krishna može sa svakim razgovarati.
So it is nice because it means Krishna is available for everyone.
Stoga to je lijepo, jer to znači da je Krishna dostupan svakome.
Then when I'm reading about Krishna and the cowherd boys who are playing in the forest, and then it is said they're imitating the sounds of the animals.
Potom kada čitam da o Krišni i dječacima pastirima koji se zabavljaju u šumi, kaže se da oni imitiraju zvukove životinja.
Then I'm thinking, yes, the cowherd boys are imitating the sounds of the animals.
I onda ja mislim, da, dječaci pastiri imitiraju zvukove životinja.
Something like that.
Nešto poput ovoga.
So,
I didn't hear it properly.
Anyway, the cowherd boys, they're imitating the sounds of the animals.
Dječaci pastiri imitiraju zvukove životinja.
But because Krishna speaks the language, he must be actually speaking secretly to all the animals.
Pošto Krishna govori sa jezike, on mora biti istin da govori sa svim životinjima na različit način.
So Krishna is very considerate.
Tako da Krishna je vrlo brižan.
In this way, simply by exploring Krishna's qualities, he becomes more and more attractive to us.
Tako da jednostavno istražujući više i više odlika Krišne, on nam postaje sve privlačniji.
And suddenly we have more taste for chanting.
I odjednom imamo više ukusa za mantranje.
And suddenly we have more taste for being a devotee.
I jednostavno odjednom imamo više ukusa da budemo bhakti.
So in this way, the relationship between Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, hearing, chanting and remembering, is essential.
Is essential. I na taj način, odnos između Shravanam, Kirtanam i Smaranam, znači slušanja o Krišni, pjevanja o Krišni, sjećanju Krišni, je u stvari od suštinske važnosti.
It is like, we can say that hearing is like the oil for the lamp of chanting.
No, mi kažemo da je slušanje poput ulja za lampu mantranja.
When we hear about Krishna, then automatically we will get new taste.
Kada slušamo o Krišni, automatski ćemo dobiti novi ukus.
As we serve Krishna,
kada služimo Krišni,
as we hear about Krishna,
što više slušamo o Krishni.
Krishna is not just the object of our meditation.
Krishna nije samo objekt naše meditacije.
No, Krishna himself is the independent supreme lord.
Ne, Krishna sam za sebe je nezavisni svevišnji gospodin.
He's taking initiatives.
On pokreće inicijative.
Krishna will do things in our life.
Krishna će raditi određene stvari u našem životu.
So it's not only we are trying to somehow or other reach the Lord who we cannot see.
Dakle, nije da jednostavno samo mi na neki način svojim trudom pokušamo doći do gospodina kojeg ne možemo vidjeti.
No, he reciprocates.
Ne, on uzvraća.
He sometimes reveals himself a little.
On se ponekad razotkrije malo.
He will start doing more and more things in our life.
Počet će raditi više i više stvari u našem životu.
And in this way, the attraction to Krishna is not only theoretical, but also practical in our life.
Ta taj način privlačnosti ka Krišni nije samo na teoretskoj razini, nego također i praktično.
And in this way, the hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna, is increasing our taste.
I na taj način, slušanjem o Krišni, služeći Krišnu, to povećava naš ukus.
And we get a certain degree of satisfaction.
I dobit ćemo određenu količinu zadovoljstva.
And steadiness automatically follows.
I postojanost automatski slijedi.
But then Srila Rupa Goswami says that the third and topmost level, beyond steadiness and satisfaction, is the level of eagerness.
Ali onda Srila Rupa Goswami govori da je treći i najuzvišeniji nivo iznad postojanosti i zadovoljstva nivo čežnje, žudnje.
When it comes to a point where we just are so much drawn to Krishna,
gdje dolazimo do nivoa gdje smo toliko priučeni Krišnom,
we cannot think of doing anything else.
Ne možemo razmišljati o bilo čemu drugom da radimo.
One time Srila Prabhupada was speaking about anartas, this anarta, that anarta, and then he said, yes, the whole body is an anarta.
Jednom prilikom je Srila Prabhupada govorio o anartama. Ja, rekao je, ova anarta, ona anarta, u stvari cijelo tijelo je anarta.
Our body, you know. I mean, our body.
Naše tijelo, znate? Naše tijelo. Moje tijelo.
Just an anarta.
Jednostavno anarta.
Just some useless thing.
Jednostavno beskorisna stvar.
Totally unimportant.
Potpuno nevažno.
The whole material world. The whole material world.
Cijeli materijalni svijet. Cijeli materijalni svijet.
Just making the best use of a dead bargain.
Jednostavno je iskorištavanje najboljeg iz loše sklopljenog posla.
One who is eager. One who is eager to serve Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to sing the glories of Krishna. What does he care about the material world?
Osoba koja žudi da sluša o Krišni, da služi Krišnu, da pjeva o Krišni, šta njega više interesuje u materijalnom svijetu?
The gopis danced with Krishna throughout the night.
Gopije su plesale za Krišnom tokom čitave noći.
Krishna extended the time for them and made that night as long as the night of Brahma.
Krishna je proširio noć za njih i napravio tu noć toliko dugom kao što traje noć Brahme.
It was over in a moment.
Bila je gotova u trenutku.
So eagerness.
Dakle, žudnja.
Eagerness. It comes from making devotional service thick.
Žudnja dolazi od toga što se stvara devotional
service.
Devotional service. Znači, žudnja dolazi od toga kada predamo služenje učinimo jednostavno gustim.
Sandra nanda visheshadman. Just to make it more dense.
Jednostavno da ga učinimo gušćim, predamo služenje.
In the beginning, we do a little service.
U početku možemo da radimo neku malu službu.
And then we take a lot of ice cream.
I onda možemo da pojemo mnogo sladoleda.
And then a little more service.
I onda još malo službe.
Then we have to sleep for 2 hours.
Onda moramo spavati 2 sata.
Then we chant 2 rounds.
Onda možemo odmantiti 2 kruga.
Have a 1 hour conversation with someone.
Imamo jednosatni razgovor s nekim.
And finally at night, we have 6 rounds left and say, oops, how did that happen?
I onda, u konačnici, pred noć imamo 6 krugova koje još nismo završili, pitamo se kako se to desilo.
So hard to finish our rounds.
Vrlo je teško završiti naše krugove.
But when we become eager, we want to chant.
Ali kad kad žudimo za mantranje, kad želimo da mantramo,
no, I cannot talk, I have to chant.
Ne, ja ne mogu razgovarati sada, ja moram mantrati.
No, I cannot say hello to 1,000 people that I didn't see for 1 year. No, I have to chant.
Ne mogu reći zdravo 1,000 ljudi koje nisam vidio već godinu dana. Ne, ja moram mantrati.
Go away, I have to chant.
Odmah sada, ja moram mantrati.
Leave me alone, chanting.
Ostavite me na miru, ja mantram.
It's like we're taking off in the plane, you know, like and you just go a little bit up and then someone comes, excuse me.
To je baš poput uzlijetanja sa avionom, i biste se tek malo otisnuli i neko vam kaže oprostite.
And to just concentrate and go deeper.
Hajdemo da se jednostavno koncentriramo i idemo dublje.
Become absorbed.
Da postanemo privrženi.
Yeah. Forget the world.
Zaboravimo svijet.
No time world. Chanting.
Nema vremena za svijet. Mantranje.
Chanting. Yes.
Mantranje, da.
Then. Can I talk to you? No, I have to read, read.
Mogu li razgovarati s tobom? Ne, prosti, moram da čitam, da čitam.
I didn't read anything about Krishna yet.
Nisam ništa još pročitao o Krishna.
But you were reading for 1 hour.
Ali čitao sam već sat vremena.
I was just getting into it.
Ja sam se tek pripremao za to.
I was just starting.
Tek sam započinjao.
I need more, more time, 1 hour is nothing.
Treba mi još, treba mi još vremena, jedan sat je ništa.
To be absorbed.
Biti privržen.
So that is the line of the verse, Vasudeva Parayana, which I was thinking about.
To je ta šloka iz ovog stiha, Vasudeva Parayana, o kojem sam razmišljao.
To be always absorbed, absorbed, deeply absorbed.
Da budemo uvijek privrženi, potpuno, duboko privrženi.
And then the eagerness becomes automatically stronger.
I onda žudnja postaje automatski jača.
It's not a secret.
To više nije tajna.
It's not only for special souls.
To nije samo za posebne duše.
One can think, oh, there are a few pure devotees. I don't know how they became pure devotees, but it's just amazing. It's so amazing.
Neka može misliti, postoji par čistih bhakta i oni su jednostavno postali čisti. Ja ne znam kako, to je tek tako nevjerovatno.
No, it's not amazing.
Ne, to nije nevjerovatno.
It's about getting absorbed in service and hearing and chanting.
To se svodi na privrženost u službi, u djevanju, slušanju.
Just more.
Samo više.
Still more.
Još više. No?
So this is the idea of this camp.
Dakle, to je ideja ovog kampa.
Usually in the year, well, there's so many other things going on.
Uobičajeno tokom godine toliko mnogo drugih stvari se odvija.
But now we want to make it thick.
Ali sada mi želimo da se to zgusne.
Boil down the milk.
Kuhamo mlijeko.
Every moment.
Svakog trenutka.
Every moment.
Svakog trenutka.
So I was thinking, I came to this this camp.
Stoga razmišljao sam, došao sam na ovaj kamp.
But some years ago, when they asked me to describe my my identity.
Ali prije nekoliko godina kada su me pitali da opišem svoj identitet.
Of course I'm trying to be a servant of Krishna, that's there first.
Naravno, ja pokušavam biti služa Krishna, to je prvo.
But then as a sannyasi, one in the renounced order.
Ali potom kao sannyasi ili osoba u odvojenom redu života.
A sannyasi in a way turns away from the world.
Sanjasi na neki način okreće leđa svijetu.
So therefore in a way I could identify with a hermit.
Tako da sam na taj način mogao da se identificiram sa
pustinjakom.
A man who like goes away from the world and is like on his own, a hermit.
Oprostite, na taj način sam se mogao identificirati sa pustinjakom, osobom koja se odvaja od svijeta i ide svojim putem lutam.
But then as an iskon sanjasi you're always in public.
Ali kao iskon sanjasi, uvijek sam u javnosti.
As a Gosti Anandi, we are always in the crowds.
Kao Gosti Anandi, uvijek smo u masama.
So I thought, yes, I am a public hermit.
Tako da sam rekao, da, ja sam javni pustinjak.
We even published a book like with that title, public hermit.
Čak smo izdali knjigu koju smo naslovili, javni pustinjak.
Just some quotes from lecture.
I tu su neke, jednostavno, neki citati iz mojeg lekcija.
So, this the hermit site is the site that just wants to be absorbed.
Dakle, ta strana pustinjaka je strana osobe koja jednostavno želi biti privržena.
Of course, I'm ready to hear, you know, like that life is so difficult, and that, you know, and that it's been raining, and that your boss is not nice, and your wife is not good, or your children, and ready to heal.
Naravno, ja sam spreman da čujem sve žalopojke, kako je teško u životu, kako šef nije dobar, kako me supruga ne sluša, kako djeca se kidaju, sve te stvari.
But it's not the nectar for which I'm always anxious.
Ali to nije nektar za kojim sam uvijek u potrazi.
So, I have a proposal.
Stoga imam prijedlog.
If anyone wants to talk to me.
Ako bilo ko želi da razgovara sa mnom.
No problem.
Nema problema.
I'll talk to all of you the whole day.
Ja ću razgovarati sa svima vama čitav dan.
I have just one request.
Imam samo jednu molbu.
Talk to me about Krishna.
Razgovarajte sa mnom o Krishna.
If possible.
Ako je moguće.
Then I can fulfill my desire to be a public hermit.
Onda mogu ispuniti svoju želju da budem javni pustinjak.
And to fulfill both purposes at once.
I da ispunim više svrha jednim potezom.
To become more absorbed in Krishna.
A to je da postanem još više privržen Krishna.
I have to, my time is running out.
Svjestan sam da moje vrijeme se teče.
And at the same way, to associate with all the devotees.
A da u isto vrijeme želim da se družim sa svim bhaktama.
And the people from this world.
I sa ljudima po ovom svijetu.
My request.
Moja molba.
Talk to me about Krishna.
Govorite sa mnom o Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
I very much want to thank you, first of all, and also congratulate you about this really pinpointing the challenge of becoming pure, this that we are caught in this vicious circle where these inclinations from previous lives even, why even from previous lives are just pulling us always to material things, and I believe the statistic of ISKCON is terrifying. Even after long periods of devotional service, people whom we hold to be saintly people have shown that this inclination is very difficult to give up. Now, I would really like to ask you to not be shy now to explore this in your typical bold way, this subject. Now, I'm wondering if in your lecture you have not again given us knowledge how to deal with this. You have systemized, you have said, Ruchi, now what was it? Nishta, Ruchi, and then we come to eagerness. Does this really work, or do we miss a key? I would like to ask you this question in the light of statistical reality. I hope you understand. It's a desire to go deep. It's not
sure.
Challenging
sure.
us.
Sure, no problem. Love and peace.
Prije svega želim da ti se zahvalim i da ti čestitam na ovom predavanju. Jednostavno, to je tačno, izazov je veliki postati čist. Mi smo svi na neki način uhvaćeni u taj začarani krug koji si opisao, tih inklinacija grijesima koje još vučemo iz prošlih života. Jednostavno, statistike u ISKCONu su užasne. I iako neki od nekima smatraju da su sveti ljudi, vrlo je teško u nama opaciti te inklinacije iz prošlosti ka griješnim aktivnostima. Dakle, želio bih da te zamolim da na tvoj vrlo konkretan način, mislim da na neki način nisi baš nam dao ključ, odnosno rješenje za taj problem, objasnio si, dakle, ukus objasnio si, postojanost objasnio si, žudnju, ali na neki način nisi nam dao ključ kako da to postignemo u svjetlu statistike
realnosti.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that we need to practice our process simultaneously on various levels. The other day I was thinking about the yoga ladder in the Bhagavad Gita, which gives us the karma, jnana, bhakti, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. And I was thinking, go ahead, I forgot to translate.
Moramo prakticirati proces simultano na više nivoa. I neki dan sam razmišljao o procesu koji je opisan u Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti.
I was thinking that these are not just describing different processes.
I razmišljao sam, ovi ne opisuju jednostavno različite procese.
I was thinking we need them all.
Mislio sam, mi njih sve trebamo.
I was thinking these are three safety levels.
Mislio sam, to su tri nivoa obezbjeđenja.
I was thinking like when we're not absorbed in the bhakti, when our absorption fails,
da sam mislio, kada nismo absorbirani u bhakti, kada nam tu padne absorpcija ili urenjenost, privrženost,
then we can go down a level.
Onda možemo da se spustimo jedan nivo.
And get philosophical.
I biti filozofski.
And see the temporary nature of material enjoyment.
I vidjeti privremenu prirodu materialnog uživanja.
But even that, you know, the mind is still so agitated. Then just work with the senses for Krishna, do the things you like to do, but do it for Krishna, karma yoga.
Ali onda i dalje umi može biti jako uznemiren, i onda se spustimo na rad, rad za Krishnu, uključivanje čula u rad za Krishnu, to je karma yoga.
So I was thinking, I need all three.
Tako da sam razmišljao, trebaju mi sva tri.
I have my moments that I'm like inspired about Krishna.
Imam moje trenutke kada sam inspiriran o Krishnu.
And I have my moments that I'm struggling.
I imam trenutke kada se borim.
That I feel attracted to the material energy.
Kada osjećam privlačnost ka materijalnoj energiji.
And that I have to get philosophical about it.
I da tada moram da se dovedem na filozofsku razum vezi s tim.
To cut that attraction.
Da bi presjekao tu privlačnost.
And to not act upon it.
I da ne djelujem po tim porivima.
And there are things in this material world that I like.
I postoje stvari u ovom materijalnom svijetu koje se meni sviđaju.
Like to rock a harmonium.
Kao da sviram harmonium.
Can I say? I like it.
Na način na koji ga sviram. Šta da kažem, ja jednostavno volim kako sviram.
I know it's not exactly raga what I do, but...
Žao mi je što ne sviram rage, ali šta da kažem.
But it's something I'm attached.
To je nešto za što sam ja vezan.
So that I just engage in the service of Krishna.
Tako da to jednostavno uključim u službu za Krishnu.
So I don't think I've given just gyan or knowledge again.
Tako da ne mislim da sam sada dao samo gyan ili znanje.
Oh no, I was with the cows.
Ne, ja sam bio sa kravama.
When Krishna was blowing his flute.
Kada je Krishna svirao svoju flautu.
I was also drawn to Krishna.
Ja sam također bio privučen Krishna.
Walking behind those cows.
I hodao sam iza tih krava.
Because they are my gurus.
Jer su one moji guruji.
Because they are so eager.
Zato što su tako, zato što tako žude.
So I'm taking the dust of their lotus hooves.
Tako da sam uzeo prašinu sa njihovih lotosovih papaka.
And pray that I also may get a little more absorbed.
I molim se da također dobijem malo te privrženosti.
So absorption is there.
Tako da privrženost je tu.
But where absorption fails.
Ali gdje privrženost pada?
We have the other safety nets.
Tu imamo druge sigurnosne mreže.
That keep us from falling into.
Koje nas spašavaju da potpuno padnemo.
That you have to at least let me finish the sentence, or otherwise I get there. that save us from at least falling into the material world.
Što nas spašava od pada u materijalni svijet.
I spoke a little bit about Krishna, how he's Sarvaraja, how we have to worship him.
Pričao sam malo o Krišnju kao Sarvaraja, kojeg moramo obožavati.
And I really like it that he puts Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma on the bench, the servants. Wait, wait.
I čak mi se je svidjelo kako su stražari, čak i gospodina Brahmu i gospodina Shivu stavili na klupu i rekli, čekaj, čekaj.
It sort of makes me think if even they worship him, then who am I not to worship him?
I onda sam razmišljao, kad čak oni obožavaju, ko sam tek onda ja da ga ne obožavam?
But I'm not pious.
Ali ja nisam pobožan.
I did not take a pious birth.
Nisam se rodio u pobožnom okruženju.
I'm not coming from a pious country.
Ne dolazim iz pobožne zemlje.
My country is not famous for praying.
Moja zemlja nije poznata po molitvi.
When you say Amsterdam, you don't think of praying.
Kada se pomene Amsterdam, niko se ne sjeti molitve.
You don't think of going to church.
Ne sjetite se odlaska u crkvu.
So it's not so much in my inclination to worship.
Tako da nije toliko prisutno u meni težnji ka obožavanju.
But when I hear about something like that from the nectar of devotion, it awakens it in me.
Ali kada čujem o tome iz, recimo, ambrozije predanosti, to se probudi u meni.
Okay. I'm letting you write that. We better make the next point. Because the next point is more important, I think. And that is like... Maharaj, we have talked many times about this topic of sacred space.
Ako ste to zapisali, sad vam možemo prijeći na drugu poantu, jer druga poanta je, Maharaj, mi smo mnogo puta razgovarali o tom svetom prostoru.
And you know that I'm writing something on it.
I ti znaš da ja pišem nešto o tome.
And that it's never finished.
I da to je djelo koje nikada nije završeno.
So I have this unfinished book.
Tako da imam tu nezavršenu knjigu.
Three, actually.
Tačno je tri.
Anyway, in this book, I'm using the metaphor of the Ganges in Mayapur.
U toj knjizi u svakom slučaju koristim metaforu u poređenje, znači, sa Gangom u Mayapuru.
And when you go into the Ganga, on the shore, the water is not moving very fast.
I kada priđete Gangi na obali, voda ne teče tako brzo.
And if you want to move forward, you have to push your body with our own force.
I ako želite da se krećete dalje, trebate pogurati svoje tijelo svojom sopstvenom snagom.
But when you go a little deeper, the current will just grab you, and there's like nothing you can do, nothing you have to do, you're going.
Ali kada uđete malo dublje, struja je tako jaka da se ne možete njoj odupreti, ne možete ništa učiniti, jednostavno ona vas nosi.
So, in the underlying theme in my lecture was that we cannot make spiritual life just pushing ourselves towards Krishna.
I poanta koju sam htio istaći u svojoj lekciji je da ne možemo jednostavno nastaviti guranjem sebe ka Krishna.
And then you see that people are getting tired after some time.
Uočavamo da ljudi koji tako žive u jednom trenutku se nakon nekog vremena umore.
We must look for the current.
Mi moramo tragati za strujom.
Wherever it is,
Maharaj.
And let that current grab us.
I dopustiti da nas ta struja zgrabi.
And just draw us in.
I da nas jednostavno ponese.
We should allow ourselves to be drawn towards Krishna.
Trebamo si dopustiti da budemo preneseni ka Krishna.
Not always push ourselves towards Krishna.
A ne uvijek da se puširamo i guramo ka Krishna.
That is actually the main point of my lecture.
To je u stvari moja glavna poanta ove lekcije.
I don't know, it's very late and there's a schedule, so I don't want to carry on. So
ne znam,
I think I should do more later. What to do? Thank you very much, Shri Prabhupada.